Like other federal agencies, the U.S. Agency for International Development has to cut its budget as a result of sequestration. The 4% USAID must cut will reduce its foreign assistance, but many ongoing projects will not be affected immediately since USAID provides funding up to 2 years in advance. Even if the budget cuts for USAID and other U.S. aid and development programs remain small, they will affect the health and lives of real people, says George Ingram of the Brookings Institution.
The area that will be impacted the most is health. And that's because that's the biggest part of the development budget. And the cut that will be taken on health is almost $400 million, which is a large amount of money. And the second is humanitarian assistance, which will be cut about $200 million. Those are very serious hits because both of those accounts, we're talking about life and death situations.
Raj Kumar is president of DevEx, an organization that researches and reports on international aid. He thinks that people with HIV/AIDS might suffer the most.
We're in a world with 30 million people living with HIV, for example. Many of them now around the world are dependent on U.S. foreign assistance.
One bright spot in the aid picture is the increasing role of private philanthropies like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And corporations are also becoming involved in development in communities where they do business and want people to be able to afford their products. Still, these efforts cannot close the entire gap in aid provided by the U.S. government, especially in the area of health and disaster assistance.
And the private sector is not going to step in and provide the medical care, the food, the water that is required when you have a humanitarian crisis.
While many Americans criticize foreign aid, the public actually supports many of its goals.
The American people are very supportive of helping other countries and people with their health problems, with education, with microenterprise, with promoting democracy, with promoting economic growth. Americans don't like foreign aid, but they seem to support all of the elements of it.
So people who are very strongly supportive of national security, traditionally more conservative candidates, Republican candidates, have come on board with foreign assistance because they see it as part of a broader national security anti-terrorism strategy.
And while foreign aid is a popular punching bag in political debates, it actually accounts for no more than 1% of the entire U.S. budget. For producer Tatiana Voroshko, Amy Katz, VOA News.